As prairie and grasslands gave way to farmland, habitat for birds and aquatic life disappeared. But what if there was a way to make space for native birds and give farmers a little extra cash in return? Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck looks into a program that's trying to do just that.
That's the sound of researchers trying to gently, or not so gently, put together a tower with antennas to help track birds. More specifically, track American golden plovers. It's a bird about the size of a Coke bottle on spindly legs, and it has one of the longest migrations of any bird, constantly on the move from Argentina up to the Arctic Circle. Ben Williams is leading plover research with the Illinois Natural History Survey and Prairie Research Institute, and he says the bird's stopover in central Illinois is important because they're fueling up to finish their trip north to breed. They need to eat a solid amount, or
they might not breed very well, or they'll have a failed nest, and then you start to see population numbers dip.
There's only a few hundred thousand of them total. It's a bird of conservation concern, meaning there's worries about its long-term survival, but there's not enough data to list it as threatened or endangered. Here's a research recording of what they sound like. William says a key habitat for the bird is shallow puddles and fields, which could help it get food like worms. And that happens to be habitat for other kinds of birds too, like ducks, geese, killdeer, sandpipers.
Greater and lesser yellowlegs, willets, and avocets. And there's a whole suite of bird species called shorebirds that like to wade in very shallow water or mud, kind of mudflat areas.
But those areas disappear when farmers use field tiles, that is, underground systems that help siphon water off of fields. Drier ground makes it easier to plant, grow crops, and work with heavy machinery. But shorebirds lose out. So there's the SCARCE program. That's Shorebird Conservation Acreage via Drainage Runoff Control Program. Oofta. It pays farmers to let water pool in their fields. It also helps pay to put in structures that keep that water from draining off. Farmers just need to stop up water from February to mid-April, which is usually before they plant and when plovers migrate through. Generally, when the birds head north, farmers can lift the floodgates. Farmer Bruce Thompson, out near Allerton, Illinois, is a fan.
Glad that I could participate, and everything has been great.
Thompson gets paid for the few acres of water that pool on his property. For new participants, it's about $1,000 an acre, up to $5,000. Returning participants get half that. Another benefit is that stopped-up water gives farmers soil more time to soak up nitrogen, leaving less for waterways and more for his crops. Thompson can even use those water control structures to keep moisture in his fields if it gets dry in late summer. He also just likes birds.
Of course, we're all for birds. My wife is a bird watcher.
But who is paying for all of this? There's a bit from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, the University of Illinois, the National Audubon Society, and the National Resources Conservation Service. That last one, the NRCS, is a federal service that helps promote field practices like using cover crops or these water control structures. Those help keep nutrients, like nitrogen, in the soil so it doesn't get into streams and rivers, boosting harmful algal blooms and leading to a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. But like the fields themselves, the program funds could dry up in just a few years. And Kirk Stadola, an associate ornithologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey, thinks this kind of conservation could stave off potential troubles down the line.
I think that there's so many uncertainties that you start to remove species or not care about what's out there, and that can lead to many unforeseen consequences that we don't know about right now.
Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.